Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very infested version of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends, which games to simply not install. It's not even worth the megabytes to install it.
That's a very gross intro.
It's supposed to be. Okay. We are playing A Plague's Tale. Get it? Because it's a plague.
And I kind of had the plague, which is why we're kind of late recording.
Maybe
this
you
one.
Caught it from the game.
I would not be surprised.
On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about A Plague's Tale. But before we get there, got a little shout out. We got a review from an avid listener who goes by the name of. As soon as I
give out his full government name and address.
He goes by Quizbud, and he left us a wonderful review saying, "Thanks, guys. Look forward to the podcast every week. I have a request. Can you guys check out Blair Witch Project?" Now, Quizbot.
I have a question for him, actually.
Quizbud. Do I say Quizbot? Quizbud.
Question for Quizbot. Bot.
Bud.
I'm going to call him Budbot. Question for Budbot. I was curious, did you play this game already, or are you just looking for a second opinion?
Right. Well, three things. A, he also wrote me an email when we were talking about getting his Game Pass code, and he said he doesn't have an Xbox One these days, but we have convinced him to give none other than Doom a go. So just so you know, it is very cheap right now on Steam, so if you are on PC, which obviously you are, but give it a go there. It's worth every penny. Two, the game in question is actually just called Blair Witch. And three, does that mean you actually want us to check out Blair Witch Project, which is the movie, which I will not do?
So, wait. Well, I don't remember the second one, so that means we have to watch all three.
Oh, gosh. Technically, okay, no, you're right. There's three. I was thinking four, but no. But Blair Witch... yes, we will do Blair Witch, but unfortunately, I have to tell you, it's going to be a little while, simply because we have already got the next, including this week, 4 weeks scheduled, because Ori and the Will of the Wisps is coming out, so we will be doing A Plague's Tale this week. Next week, we'll be playing Gris, then we'll be playing Ori and the Blind Forest. After that, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, since we have committed to every Microsoft first party, I guess this is kind of second party. Every day, one big release we will be playing, so we will have to do that on the 13th episode. And then the week after that, we will play your request, which is Blair Witch. So I appreciate the review. We will get to that game, but it's going to be a little while. But this week, we are going to be talking about not Blair Witch. Wow. A Plague's Tale.
Yeah, that one. The other game.
Innocence. Here we go. Developer is, okay, don't know how to say it because it's French, but it's spelled A-S-O-B-O, so Asobo? Is that what?
Are you sure that's French?
The studio is French.
Oh, I mean, okay, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's not.
It's not traditional French, I don't think. I'm speaking from my 3.5 years of French in high school, of course.
Yeah, I took Latin like an idiot. So you might not have heard...
I went to Cambridge Ringing Latin.
You what?
I went to Cambridge Ringing Latin school, but I did not take Latin. Fun fact.
Write a review about that. So I had not really heard of the studio, but it turns out from the research I've done, they've done a lot of support work mostly, as well as movie tie-in games in the PS2 to 360 generation, but they did a lot of support work on The Crew 2, as well as Microsoft's ReCore. But this is one of their first in-house games that they made from the ground up. Regularly priced at $44.99, is available on PC, Xbox, PlayStation 4, and I forgot to see if there's a Switch version. So live fact-checking.
I'm sorry, regular price at $44.99?
That is correct. That is the regular price.
Wow.
This game is not coming to the Nintendo Switch, from what I understand. So, according to Google. So that's just so you know. So that's, of course, the digital version. Most places have it now for about $20 new. So just so you know. But obviously, you can play it with your Xbox One Game Pass subscription. This is available on Xbox Game Pass for console and PC. It is not crossplay though, because there is no multiplayer or anything like that, so it's not really important. There is DLC for $1.99, which is purely cosmetic DLC. So if you do like this game and you want to check out some new costumes, you can do that. And for your Xbox One X owners out there, it is Xbox One X enhanced. It runs at a native 1440p with a temporal injection upscaled to 4K. Looks pretty nice, I have to say so. And it does feature HDR for you X and S owners out there. Regular Xbox One owners, what are you doing? Get an S already. Get yourself some HDR.
Bars.
Get some HDR in your life. You need that high dynamic range anywhere you can get it.
It does improve the worst of games.
If it's done well, HDR, we're still in that I don't say that lull, but like we're finally getting games that are built with HDR from the ground up, because you can add HDR to any game, but if it's not built with it in mind, then it doesn't add a lot kind of thing. It's like when Disney Plus tries to advertise that the original Star Wars trilogy is in HDR now. It's just like, okay, look, you change some color tones and some mapping and you call it HDR, but let's be honest, it never goes over 300 nits. So is it really HDR? No, it's not. But I can say A Plague still does have good HDR support. So there you go. A Plague Tale Innocence.
It's not A Plague's Tale? Oops.
It's A Plague Tale.
All right, gotcha.
Because A Plague's Tale would either indicate that it is the Plague's Tale, or it would be more than one Plague's Tale, and it is neither of those. So
I'm glad we got that out the way.
Right, there's your English lesson for the day. All right. How do we talk about this one?
It's a
third person stealth survival action game. Is that the best way to describe it?
I mean, if you ever played Eco, it's something like, it's Eco with a lot of stealth, I guess. It's essentially a companion follow the companion type game where there's a lot of making sure you guys stay hidden and out of view, and then with very minimal combat as you make your way through these areas.
Correct. And so the moral of the story is you play as I know her name is spelled Amicia, but because this is French again, I'm going to probably mispronounce it, but I think it's Amicia and Hugo, or she says Hugo a lot. So I'm trying to think of like the Cliff Notes version, because like there are spoilers for this game, so I'm not going to say them. But it's basically they are fleeing for a reason. It might have to do with the plague. You know, you might figure that one out from the tale or from the name. And this game has a big emphasis on not only like the plague being a thing, but on like sickness, as well as sort of how the plague is spreading and sort of destroying the area kind of thing. So there's a lot of technology here that has to do with like not only being stealth, but there's puzzles and stuff that involve like having to combat rats and sort of use them as puzzle mechanics, if that makes sense, because the rats are afraid of light. So you can use light a lot of times to sort of manipulate them in the ways that you want. And then a lot of the stealth combat tends to usually be either avoid entirely or get to a spot where, you know, you can sort of silently take them out with your golden magic slingshot. And it's got some light RPG mechanics where you can upgrade like your how fast your slingshot loads and what's the word I'm looking for? Your sound, like how much sound you make when you move and stuff like that. So there's light RPG mechanics. They're not huge. From what I understand, you can basically go through the whole game without ever upgrading anything, and it doesn't make a huge difference, kind of thing.
Yeah, I maxed out all the upgrades and very very little changes. Like
yes,
you can notice how fast the you lock onto a target, but I mean it's not like again the game isn't combat heavy, so it's like it's very. It's game lights. It's really made for anyone, like literally anyone to jump into who's never played a video game before. So, excuse me. So these the RPG mechanics are really there just to emphasize, hey, it's a video game, but it's really tacked on.
Yeah. So I think it's. I wanted to like this game more than I do. I think the first thing that impressed me right out of the gate was the tech kind of thing. So, I mean, this game looks really good, especially for a quote, you know, double A game. This, you know, it didn't have a $60 price tag and it's a smaller team. And, you know, and from the research that I've done, you know, they use a proprietary engine. They do not use Unreal. You know, they've basically built tech for this and it's impressive. You played on PC, correct?
I did.
Okay. So yeah, I played on the 1X, so I can't, you know, I cannot comment on the quote, you know, regular version for the regular Xbox owners out there. But I also heard this game can be pretty brutal on PC in terms of what you need to run it. Now you have a fairly high end PC, so I'm assuming you probably didn't run into too many issues, but.
Yeah, no real issues, but at the same time, you can tell it was. Not the best optimized.
Right. So from what I understand, like you can brute force this game and it looks really nice. But if you've got a mid-range PC, do not, you know, be prepared to not be able to run it at 60 frames at all times, stuff like that. So, and, you know, that was the thing that stuck out to me. Like when I started playing this game, I didn't really know what I was getting into. I had heard about this game. I had heard that it was sort of stealthy. And I had pictured sort of a more of like a Brothers game. I don't know if you ever played Brothers, but I was picturing something where I was going to have to be kind of controlling these two characters and getting them through things. But no, that's not really it at all. It's
that would have been creative.
Shots fired. Once I got over the tech of it, which I still think is probably the most impressive part of it, I'm just kind of meh about this game.
You gave it a better shot than I did. As soon as when this game first came out, I heard the buzz about it and just reading about it, I knew it was one of those games. And what I mean by that is, at some point the AA, the indie games waves hit the industry. Because we were all sick and tired of the same AAA game being the same game every single year with no real changes. And then this wave hit with indie games and we're like, it was like a second coming. It was like, but the thing is, it's like, I compare it to almost like rap music. Like there are people who like rap music, but there are also people who like only hip hop and they act like it's this separate genre almost, and it's like so much better than what's on a radio. But it's really like when you look at it, you can boil it down to the same kind of thing. Whereas like everything on the radio sounds the same, everything underground sounds pretty similar too. And this is kind of the same instance where I'm like, all right, this is one of those indie games where if you played one, you kind of get it. It didn't do anything right off the bat that screamed to me something new. So like the tech was fine, like it looked great. It moved all right, but it was just instantly a hand holding simulator for me, and I knew it wasn't going to get much more game after that. I just knew it was just going to be very minimal upgrades in terms of actual gameplay, and that the entire point of this is the story.
Yeah, and that was I can agree to most of that. I cannot speak to the hip hop thing. I am a 90s kid, so unless it's Nelly, I don't know what it is. But no, I was sort of waiting for I think the thing that surprised me the most in terms of other than the tech was the length of this game. This is not a short game by any capacity.
And it should be.
That's kind of how I feel about it, because I was going in thinking like, okay, so this is going to be like a short experience. It's going to do one thing, but it's going to do it kind of well. And then I'm going to be kind of done, you know, kind of thing. And maybe that's on me for expecting something that this game isn't. But after like 2 or 3 hours, and it hadn't really started yet, like it just sort of started to maybe sort of paint a picture. And then I started getting like weapon upgrades, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. Is this like a full on game here? Like, am I going to be playing this for 8 to 10 hours? And no, you're going to play it for even more. You're going to be playing it for almost 12 in some cases. I was kind of floored. I was like, well, okay, so like, where's the rest of the game at? Because it's very shallow. It's very, very shallow in what it does. It does not do anything. It doesn't double down on anything. It doesn't have a thing about it. It just sort of dabbles in basic stealth, basic action, and I guess maybe like basic RPG. And to me, to sustain that over 12 to 15 hours, you better have one heck of a story. And it doesn't, in my opinion.
The whole story is at the end of the stick, like just type of storytelling where it's like there's something going on with the brother. What is it?
And they keep sort of, and teasing's not even the word, because they don't really tease it. They just keep going like, oh man, something's wrong with them kind of thing. And it takes a long time for that story arc to even fully start. You know, that's kind of the second half of the game. The first half of the game is just sort of escaping, and you sort of meet some people along the way, you do some things, but none of it really matters until that second I guess you want to say plot point starts. And even when the conclusion gets there, it's just sort of like, okay, like, I guess I don't, the story didn't do anything for me. I wanted to like it more than I did, but
it wasn't presented in like, and that's the thing, like in a game like this, like, I mean, like my biggest complaint with this is that it's barely a game, and it's it leans more visual novel sometimes. And I feel like when this trend kind of popped off with the Telltale series with Walking Dead, like at least then The Walking Dead was like, it really doubled down on the way it told its story. Like that was kind of the gameplay. That was the game changer. It was like, how are we going to tell this story more so than the actual story itself? Playtale Innocence really wants to highlight the story and the characters, but the characters aren't anything special. The story isn't anything special, and it's not told in a special way. It's really just, it's just really good fundamental tech that you have to applaud the studio for creating, wrapped around a very forgettable premise, very forgettable characters. I mean, the best you can say is that it looks good and it sounds good.
Yeah, and I feel like even if this game was even half as long and it got to the point quicker, I at least would have.
I would at least finished it.
Yeah, I don't want to say like I would have liked it more, because I don't know if I would have liked it more, but I think I would have understood it more, because I think the thing that sort of just blows my mind the most is that it is very, very slow at introducing new things. Like, you don't get everything that the game has to offer until just before probably the halfway mark. And the things that you get aren't exactly game changing. Like eventually you get sort of it basically ammo that ignites things. You know, you can throw this thing to start a fire certain areas kind of thing. And then there's other times that eventually you get something where you can knock helmets off of certain people. But that stuff comes 4 or 5 hours in, and it doesn't really change the game anymore. And it sort of just rolls everything out in a way that is just like nonchalant almost. It's like, okay, well, this is the part of the game where now you have the helmet knockoff tech. So you're going to knock off some helmets for a while. And it's like, okay, now I'm going to move to this part. And this next part is, well, now we've introduced, I don't want to just, you know, belittle this game. Like it sort of keeps introducing things, but it never really builds upon itself. It never really sort of takes everything that you've learned and applied it in a way that I thought was challenging. And it was just kind of bleh. And while I really don't want to understate or overstate, like I really like the tech of it. And the rats in particular, like they have like a swarming effect that looks really neat. And when you are using some type of light or fire to sort of walk through them, like it looks really cool. Like there's a lot of really cool tech here that I feel like if it just would have been a slightly more focused that, it blows my mind that we indie games are not afraid to be short anymore. They're not afraid to be a 2 to 3 hour experience sometimes. And then I feel like this game is the exact opposite, that it should have been a shorter experience because that ultimately would have made it a better product and it wouldn't have been felt bloated. But this really feels like they wanted to make a long game, but they just didn't have the time to do it. And so everything just feels super drawn out. And it's just, it's a weird product of its time in a time where I feel like people have gotten over the idea of spending money for shorter experiences. Because it used to be if you spent $60 on a Call of Duty campaign that was 5 hours long, that was unacceptable kind of thing. And as we've now gotten further and further into the industry, like we've sort of figured out that a game doesn't have to be 12 hours to be good kind of thing. It shouldn't be $50 if it's only 12 hours, but you can spend $30 and get yourself a good 10-hour game kind of thing. And so it's just... it's weird in that capacity. And what's strange is also is that it reminded me a lot of Ninja Theory's, what's the name of that game? Hellblade.
Yep. Yeah. I knew. Yep.
Because Hellblade was very similar in that the tech of it was amazing. You know, it still is to this day. And if anything, I'm sure that's one reason why Microsoft bought them, because they are very good with their tech they haven't created it completely, but they're very good with their own tech. And Hellblade was very similar in that it used a lot of facial recognition and as well as 3D audio in a way that hadn't really been done before. And so while the gameplay was very kind of basic and the combat wasn't anything that was going to blow your mind and the puzzles were fun, it still had a tone to it that sort of carried it through the game. I felt very similar about that game in that I felt like it was a couple hours too long, and I think I would have got the message and I would have had the same experience, but it would have been more contained in a way that felt better if it was just a slightly bit shorter. But to me, this feels like an overextension. It's the opposite of the Hellblade problem in that it just goes way too far, and which sucks because I think there is something good here. It's just hidden, you know, whereas in Hellblade, I could find the good, and here it's super hard to see the good because it's so convoluted under mediocrity in so many ways. But
yeah, like it's just a matter of, for me, it just boils down to there wasn't enough game here, and the amount of game that was there was not spectacular.
Yeah,
like they built a very pretty system, but it's just not a lot to do here. And right.
I can only sneak around so much and knock a dude out before it's even more basic than like Splinter Cell. You know, Splinter Cell at least challenges you to do puzzles in a way that, you know, like, yes, you're doing the same thing over and over, like you're sneaking up behind guys and breaking their necks. And there's some of that here. But even the tech here, like the detection tech, is super wonky in that I had instances where a third companion was literally standing in front of one of these guards, but the guards are not programmed to look for the companion. They're programmed to look for you. So it's like, I don't know. It just felt super janky in so many ways. And I guess we're like, I feel like we're sort of belittling it without actually talking about it, like the issues, but there really isn't much to talk about. like it truly is like the most basic stealth, the most basic RPG, and the most.
No, it like, really is. It's if you ever think to just if you ever played whatever game you ever play in your life that introduced a stealth section, take that stealth section out that game and make that the entire game. Like that's what this gameplay is, because it's that basic, is that tacked on. Like this entire game feels like the tacked on section of another stealth game. Like when you compare it like to a Splinter Cell, or like a Metal Gear, like it's like you can play those games, you can replay those games, and like the guards will take a different pattern, or you approach it differently. Whereas this game, like no matter. I'm pretty sure no matter how many times you play this game, which you should never play this game more than once, the guards are going to walk the same pattern. They're going to stop at the same place. More importantly, you're going to handle the problems the same exact way. There's no real reason to think outside the box here. It doesn't force you to be a gamer at any point. This is one of those games that does not feel like it was like that's really for gamers. It's really thick, like this. This is a game that to me feels like you have a friend or a significant other who thinks games are all Call of Duty, and you're like, no, you might like this one. Sure. And they can play it. Like this doesn't challenge a natural gamer, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't bring enough game to call itself really a game. Like this should have been more of a visual novel type storytelling. Process to me instead of a $45 game. Like this is just not even.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not worth it.
Even as a Game Pass thing, I guess it's time to say Game Pass or pass. Even as a Game Pass title and something that you don't, you know, technically have to pay full price for, you can get a subscription. I can't recommend it. I feel like I want to, just because as someone who is super into tech, I do think it's super impressive what they have done in terms of the engine. Like, but at the same time, it's also not going to, while I'm impressed, I understand that this is not like Uncharted, you know, like it doesn't look that good. Like it's impressive what they have done with such a small team. And to a lot of people, I think that that would be lost on someone. So, you know, if you play something like Uncharted, then you come and play this, you're like, well, like, whatever, like Uncharted looks better. And it does in many ways. And so here it's to me from if this was like a $20 game and it came out that way, I'd be like, wow, like for $20, like this small team was able to make something really, really cool. The game's OK, but I would support it because as a small team, they did something really neat. But at a near full price game, no way. And even as a Game Pass game, I think your time is better spent elsewhere. So
this is going to be a controversial one, just going by the.
Right. Again, apparently.
Because I remember like when this game first came out, it got some industry buzz, and the critical acclaim for this game is very high.
Right.
Very high. That's too high. And that's when I knew it was like, oh, this is gonna be one of those games, isn't it? Because I saw I saw maybe a trailer. I'm just like, there's not a lot going on here, but it's about a young girl taking care of her brother. It's going to be one of those.
It doesn't even really play with that. Like,
not at all.
Sometimes the puzzles will be like, hey, Hugo, stay here. And it's like, that's it. Like, there isn't. I don't know. Like, maybe it's on me again for thinking I was going to have a more like brothers or a way out type of situation where there's going to be some
way out.
Right. Like some real consequences for being able to let the brother or the younger brother stay put and do that. It's just, but it never does anything with it. And it just blows my mind that I don't want this to turn into like, well, critics are wrong kind of thing. But usually I can look at it and be like, okay, like I get where they're coming from.
Right. That's right.
And like Uncharted 4, don't like that game. You and I have had discussions about that, but I get it. Like I understand how people can like it. I just don't like the direction that it went in, but I get it. Here, I don't get it at all. I just don't get what they saw that I don't.
And that's the part of me that was fighting the game the most was I'm trying to, because you told me around chapter six the game quote opens up. So I'm like, okay, like maybe something happens that maybe it's like a Last of Us type situation where it's like, okay, the story hits hard now, and it's like, right. Nope. No, nothing happens. And
I think it tries to when a certain event happens in the game, right. And it almost is like a Brothers moment. I guess that's a small spoiler for Brothers. Like something happens in Brothers and something happens in this game that I think is trying to sort of invoke that. And you know, just heads up, like it's not death or anything like that. But like they try to do something with the story to sort of change it up, but in the end, it doesn't really change it up because the ends, like the thing that you think is going to happen from the start still ends up happening. But the way it gets there is just sort of different, but it's not different in a good way. It's just different kind of thing. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Point is, game pass or pass. I think we're going to be agreement on this one and saying, no, you should not play this. Your time is better spent playing Doom.
yeah. Pass on by it. Like this is not ignore the reviews for this one.
Yeah, I would love to hear it, you know, if you have played this game and even if it was Game Pass or not, gpopfans@gmail.com, like genuinely, I want to know what you saw in it kind of thing. And I spent way too much time reading reviews and just saying, you know, the people throw around the word like masterpiece. And I'm just like,
yeah,
like genuinely, I don't see it kind of thing. So I let us know what you think. But unfortunately for this one, A Plague Tale: Innocence. There is a sequel coming out, so for you fans out there,
get out of here.
You will get more, but we are going to have to say pass on by. So, but I think that's gonna, do it for this one. So again, you can rate us on your podcast subscription service of your choice: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes is still around if you're on the desktop for that. Google Podcasts, all of them are out there. We're on all of them. Stitcher, that's another one. Let us know what you think about the show. You can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com. And so next week, we're going to be talking about another indie game. And this was a spin, wasn't it?
This was a spin.
It was a spin, yeah. So we did a spin, and we landed on Gris, G-R-I-S. I had no idea what this game is slash was. So next week will be an interesting episode, so tune in to that. And then again, after that, we're going to be doing the Ori and the Blind Forest playthrough in preparation for Ori and the Will of the Wisps, which is just right around the corner. So that's going to do it for this episode. We will see you next week with Gris.
Good day, sirs.
And stop.